game, you probably weren't thinking, you know, free ball, hand in my face again. But, you know, I wasn't doing that shot.
You know, we went in the huddle, we drew that play up. Coach showed me just to take the three, so I took it. But no, I'm just saying. The shot clock was just running down, and, I mean, somebody had to take the shot, at least to get it on the rim, get a chance for a rebound. So it was just a nice shot. I mean, we shoot shots every day in practice, so, I mean, it was just a nice shot.
And then, you know, you guys had chances where, you know, you could put them away, but they kept sticking around. But at the end there, it seemed like every time that they made a basket, you guys matched. So, how, you know, what does that say about this?
I mean, unless the game is a blowout game, I mean, the game is it's just runs by each team. You know, you can take, coach just talks about teams, they're going to punch you. He can punch them back and withstand their run. And so I think as a team, we did that great. We played tremendous defensively. I mean, he picked up guys. I mean, they were getting beat, I mean, erasing shots at the basket. So, I mean, most of the credit goes to him on defensive end. Man, he played a nice game.
Justin, how important was this win just to keep that momentum going from the Grand Valley game, obviously last weekend, and then, you know, Lake Superior on Thursday?
We definitely wanted to come back and play a little bit with more enthusiasm after the Lake State game. So I think we accomplished that tonight. I mean, I think we played tough and withstand their run. I think we played well.
Billy, same question for you. Thoughts about, yeah, you know, this was a Saginaw Valley team that, you know, has been playing really well lately.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I think it, you got to understand the Saginaw Valley is a very good team. You know, I mean, their record doesn't reflect it because they had injuries and a couple, you know, they had three or four of their top players out. So, you know, this is a team that we really thought of at the beginning, before all this stuff happened to them, would contend. You got to give them a lot of credit. They really kept on punching and coming back. And, you know, I really, if you look this week, I thought Lake State game, there were certainly some issues where I thought that we didn't play with the effort that we needed to in some portions of it. Today we did a lot of good things. You know, we missed some shots, but the good thing is that we kept on fighting. And, you know, when it came down, what you got to have, you know, if you're going to win a championship, is to be able to pull and make some big shots at the end. And we had some guys step up and make big shots and a couple of huge stops. Especially, you know, like I said, and Keenan already alluded to it, Lou Williams was amazing today. 8 blocks, that's a school record. You know, I mean, he flat out just was a dominating figure in the interior.
Coach, just talking the last couple of games, you guys have really made a living off turnovers and second chance points. You know, what does that speak to your team to really keep the hustle on?
Well, that's what you're going to have to do. You know, I mean, it's interesting because you start looking at the league, and, you know, in the beginning of the season, everybody's field goal percentage was way up. You know, I mean, we were shooting almost 50% of the number of games. We were shooting really well from three. And, you know, I think some of that will continue to happen for us. But, you know, it's down what happens in the trenches when you get down to this part of the league season. And, you know, points off of turnovers and second chance points, we got to make a living in those two areas. And, again, today we did both those things really well.
And then earlier in the season, you know, you're talking like, hey, if we can be perfect at home, 500 on the road, that's what we can do. But how nice is it, you know, that you guys can come at home and defend your home court?
Well, that speaks a lot to our senior class, right? I mean, we got some leaders, some guys that have been around, and I think that makes a world of difference. They understand the importance of what we got to do at home. And, you know, I really think, without a doubt, every time we've been home in front of our fans, they've performed admirably, without question.
Matt, how important was it to extend the defense to win a three-point shot tonight? You guys made 12 three-point shots. And obviously when they key on Justin inside, how important is that three-point shot?
Very important. It's like DJ. He's been off for the last couple of weeks, and it was good to see him get back in the mix, find his rhythm and shot again. It just goes for Keenan's hard work when they come down and double him, and we try to find the open spots. It's all accredited to him. We just got to step up and hit our shots as seniors. So,
Coach, talk about the 1,000 wins and getting the 1,000th win here today and what it means to the program with all the people that have played here in the past.
Well, you know, I think, bar none, there's not many schools that have as proud a tradition in basketball as Ferris State does. You know, a number of championships, some incredible coaches. You know, you just go down the area, and we have Ludwig, Wink. You know, those are two Hall of Famers that have been here before. And you look at all the great and tremendous players that have played through here. You know, so, and it's nice for us in this program this year to get the 1,000th win. But, you know, this is a culmination of, since 1925, of playing basketball. You know, again, that's a proud tradition, and we certainly are very humbled to be the team that actually got that 1,000th win.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, one more thing real quick.